He's an artist, a photographer, and a musician. Maurice Mettet is back with a new CD, a collection of songs performed mostly solo, the songwriter, the melody, the lyrics, and very few embellishments this time around. The record is entitled Jealous Wreck. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal. My guest is Maurice Mettet. Maurice, welcome. Congratulations on the record.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
What number release is this? How many records?
Well, in all, this would be my 25th since, I guess, the mid-90s.
This album has a very live feel to it. Where did you record it?
Well, Mike Tittle, who's in New Sincerity Works, he recorded it at his place. He's got a really nice setup. I think he did a fantastic job on the sound. It's got a different sound from the last one I did with Mike, but it does have a very live sound, which is great. You know, I think it fits the material nicely.
How much of it was actually done on the first take?
Well, that's interesting. I'd say none of it. I've been writing a lot. I hadn't really intended on doing another CD after the last one, but I just started coming up with a lot of material. So I hadn't really been performing much. I don't know, you kind of lose a little bit of your edge when you don't do that. And there was a bit of a learning curve when we first started recording. So the first session really didn't pan out, except for one cut. And after that, it took two more sessions, and it finally came together.
So. And you've collaborated with a lot of people, big bands and small combos, some of the best musicians in Cincinnati and the area over the years. So what led to your decision to do this one so sort of bare bones and pretty much all Maurice?
Money. Well, part of it was money, but a lot of it was just the fact that these songs really, I think, stood on their own. They have an immediacy that works with just doing them solo, I think, because they're very lyric-oriented. They're melodic, I think, but they're very lyric-oriented, story-oriented. And I thought it just worked as a solo record. The first records I ever did were just guitar and vocal. And then I added later as I did more work. But I like doing it that way. I mean, it's very immediate. It's very visceral. And so.
You once remarked that it is inevitable that a set of songs written over a set period of time will reflect on what is happening in the writer's life at the time they were written. So what is the time frame for these songs? What was going on in Maurice Mettet's life when these songs were written?
Well, it wasn't specific to my life, I suppose, but they were written last year, maybe a little bit into this year, but they're really based on the idea, strangely enough, of the Beatrice myth. The Dante Alighieri sees this woman in Florence, and he's obsessed with her his whole life. He writes a book called La Vita Nuova, which is about this woman, essentially. And that kind of propelled me to the idea of when you see someone or you even casually meet someone, and there's something that happens that is very unique. And I thought, well, it'd be interesting to do a whole set of material that is wrapped around that. There's 14 songs, and they're all sort of obsessive, sort of love kind of thing. And it could be 14 different men, 14 different women, or it could be one woman, 14. I don't know, but that's the essence of it. And it wasn't anything directly related to me so much. It was just the concept of that and the very nebulous feelings of that kind of attraction that I thought was really interesting, you know, and I kind of wanted to get into it, you know, and I got into it in these tunes in a serious way, in a comic sort of humorous way, but that's what they're all really revolve around.
So now that you give me that sort of backstory, I'm beginning to understand the design and the artwork a little more because it's very eye-catching and you are an artist. So I know that you do all of your own visual artwork as well.
I took a photograph of a shadow box that my wife had made many years ago. There were vintage cutouts of basically exotic dancers. And I just thought, given the nature of the tunes and given the feel of the record, I just thought that fit the concept really well. It just seemed to fit the whole feel of the record. So I shot it and put it together, and I think it worked out nicely.
We're talking with Maurice Mettet, who has a brand new record called Jealous Wreck. It will be released during a live show on Saturday, November the 4th at Southgate House in Newport. Have you always designed your own jackets and posters?
Yeah. I've collaborated. Like this one was kind of designed with Corin. I did a lot of it, but she came up with the image. I mean, she did the actual object that I photographed. I like collaborating, though, with other people just to get their ideas.
And Brian O'Donnell mentioned that you had done the cover for our French Bliss CD.
Yeah, I did. That was fun to do. I enjoyed doing that.
Mm-hmm. Are you a trained musician?
Well, no. I think I started playing guitar when I was 12. I took some lessons, about 6 months or so. But really, I learned playing guitar from writing, strangely enough. Because unless you learn more about music, you write the same thing over and over again. And I don't want to do that. So it forces you to do other type styles and, you know, and that naturally lends itself to learning more about music. So that's where I really, really learned that. And also performing live, I think you get better the more you perform because you get feedback, direct feedback from the audience at that point.
The record Jealous Wreck will be released with a live show at the Southgate House on November 4th. And what time is the show?
The doors open at around 8, but the show will actually start at 9, and I'll be doing a solo set in which I'll do a lot of tunes from the new CD. And then I'm going to join the Cousin Kissers, who are going to be backing me up. We're going to do something I've always wanted to do is old country tunes. They play traditional country and Western songs, and I'm going to be doing some set list that I put together, and I've been rehearsing with them, more or less standards from country music. That'll be the second set, and then they're going to do their own set to close out the evening.
I think Southgate House is so supportive of local musicians.
Oh, yeah,
and you can find them always hanging out there and collaborating and playing with each other.
And you're right. The Southgate House is very supportive. I mean, Morella over there, Morella Raleigh, who runs the place, she's always very nice to, and very good to deal with. And I like playing in that room. We'll be in the lounge, and that's my favorite room to play in there. It'll be the same night as Ricky Nye's Piano Summit.
Oh, that'll be some fun.
So it should be very nice.
There is no shortcut, Maurice Mattei tells his art students, and his life, his art, and his music bear witness to that philosophy. Jealous Wreck is the new collection of handcrafted songs from singer-songwriter Maurice Mattei, who has been my guest. CD release party happening November the 4th at the Southgate House in Newport, Kentucky. And you can link to Maurice's information and music through our website, wvxu.org. Maurice, thank you so much for visiting. Good luck with the record.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.
Like a piece of candy wrapped up in a bowl, like a wayward mast in stormy seas. How I ever found you, I may never know. Won't you listen, please? Things were never right until the